Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Worship Wars, Episode 3. Worship Wars, Episode 4. The Contemporary Service Strikes Back. Worship Wars, Episode 6. The Return of the Traditional Worship Service. Amongst the muck and the mire of these so-called worship wars, a rather unfortunate beast of a phrase that is being bantied around, Yahweh brings us back and reminds us through the prophet Isaiah regarding the improper and proper worship regarding fast. Not fast worship, but fast in terms of what we do, especially as we are fast approaching Lent. Worship that is a performance such that we saw in the parable of the Pharisee and the publican, you know, I thank God I'm not like the rest of these. You know, I fast twice a week. Worship that is a performance and the expectations that come with these performances in some people, these external services that people put on, thinking that's what's going to draw people in, to be sure does not merit God's acceptance. It's not worthy of God's grace. It's not worthy of God's love. Yet we establish what we believe to be good and acceptable practices of fasting in our Christian worship life, especially as I said, we approach the Lenten season. We want to tell the world, especially our fellow seminarians, our fellow brothers of the cloth, that, you know, this is the way. If you want to do it right, you got to do it this way, not that way. Or we simply say, fasting, as so many people perceive it to be, is nothing much more for us people that perceive ourselves to be overweight. Well, we mock God, to be sure, by our warring over worship, not heeding his word as he points out to us in the text of Isaiah what is not the fast that the Lord has chosen, and then certainly on the other hand, what is the fast that the Lord has chosen for us. This is not war, as some would like to fight. This is God's gentle reminder of his grace, of his love, of his mercy, which tells us that he alone, not us, but he alone, is the one who has chosen for us what is meet, right, and salutary regarding the fast in terms of our worship. So when we, in the fast days, when we carry on the kind of worldly, selfish, everyday business, the fasting is perverted from a means of divine worship and absorption in the spiritual character of the day that tends to be most selfish and very self-righteous, and one who is very unrighteous and very self-absorbing. How many people do you know that approach fasting? And then they sort of have to tell you, well, how's your Lenten season? How's your worship? Well, I'm fasting. This is what I'm doing. And so they lay for you a laundry list in terms of what they are doing. So going through the motions, kind of looking demure, to put on a grave, melancholy aspect, to bow down the head like a bulrush that is sort of withered and broken. And as the hypocrites have said and demonstrated, they were of a sad countenance and disfigured their faces that they might appear unto men to fast. The show of some in Christianity, though they show ever so fair in the eyes of the world, it clearly will not be accepted as a fragrant offering to the Lord, but breeds the stench of refuge to his nostrils. This is not the kind of fast that the Lord has chosen for us, where we get all kind of caught up in our own little dog and pony shows as we go through Lent, trying to let everybody know what great Christians we are so that everybody does exactly what we're supposed to do. This is kind of how you do it. And he lays out all of these this not to how do it in a question format, and then comes back on how in the sense of because of the righteousness given to us by God in Christ, isn't this how it is? And so the fast day worship does not look to self. It looks to the Savior. Not to self, but to the Savior and the relationship that he has brought us into himself and to the people around us through holy baptism. Isaiah talks about this self-denying love manifesting itself in giving up bread and other possessions and things to those people around us, those people who are much more in need than we are ever in need. It doesn't talk about kind of sweeping things under the carpet and trying to hide things, our fasting from our fellow flesh. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not to be placed under a bushel. No. Truly, the fast day that Isaiah is speaking about to us this morning is about a mission day, a day that God in Christ enables us truly to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves, as he says. Is this not the fast which I chose, to loosen the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of yoke, and to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke? Is this not to divide your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into the house when you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide from yourself your own flesh? As we respond in our fast days, approaching Lent through self-renouncing and self-sacrificing love, this love of God has its dawn and it has its noonday. The light of the gospel springs forth through the darkness of our life to the dawn of the sun. We are new creatures in Christ, awakened and refreshed by God's grace. And certainly as this term winds its way down, always the Lord comes back and continually reminds us that he is the sun of righteousness that breaks through the darkness and the despair of our lives as we face all of the papers and everything that has to come down the pike at the end for professors, for staff, and for students. This righteousness given to us by Christ of Bethlehem and Calvary goes before you, clearing all the way to see that this righteousness, it is the most preeminent gift that God has given to you. And as Isaiah says, behind you, not just in front of you is the righteousness that God has given to you in Christ that goes, but behind you is his glory. And so he gathers and he keeps us together in our labors for Christ to enclose us with his grace and his mercy. The Lord is not engaged in worship wars. He engaged himself to you, to me. Through the waters of holy baptism, he is not interested in your self-preferential identity through a Pharisaical approach to God, to worship. Well, I thank God I'm not like the rest of these people. You know, I fast. Well, I thank God I'm not like the rest of these. You know, they're not in the real world like I am. But you see, Christ was never in the real world. He came down to this world to redeem it. He redeemed the world so that it would not be engaged in all of these worship wars, but through the fast days, bring the love of God in Christ to our neighbor. And of course, as he speaks these words to us in Isaiah, this is just another gentle reminder from our Lord Jesus Christ regarding the fast day in our worship. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.